For many rural towns across the country, improving water quality is an effort that takes years and millions of dollars to fix. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports on how some rural towns struggle to keep up with the improvements.
Cheryl Lefevre doesn't drink the water in the small town of Hobart, Oklahoma, without a filter. Without that filter, sometimes the water smells like chlorine or rust, or sometimes even comes out brown.
Some days it's like this, you know, clear and just fine, and some days it's got all of that gunk in it.
That gunk she's referring to, that's what she's seen in her filter. She says she has to clean it about every 2 weeks.
What is that in there?
I don't know, like dirt, deposits? I'm not sure. But these little brown circle-like ones, that's a constant.
Despite the color and smell, a recent EPA report says the water is fine. But Hobart had even bigger problems about a decade ago. Sediment started filling up the lake, and the water had a lot of sediment in it. That caused all sorts of problems in the water.
The taste and odor was just so horrendous that we couldn't treat it.
That's Joe Tipton, the water superintendent for Hobart. He says the city is dredging the lake and revamping its water treatment facility. It's a huge undertaking and has a hefty price tag, up to $18 million. Still, the water sometimes comes out brown. Tipton says it might be due to the aging pipes in town. Lefevre says she sees improvement charges on her utility bill each month, but after 10 years, she's tired of waiting.
Granted, you've got your sewer and trash and stuff on there as well, but $100 a month and I have to buy water and sometimes my dogs won't even drink it. You know, it's frustrating.
Tipton estimates the renovation project will be finished within the next 2 years. City Manager Ashley Slatterbeck says replacing some of the old pipes in town is feasible, but not until work at Rocky Lake is finished. Checking off one improvement to move to another. Hubert isn't alone. Eric Olson is the Strategic Director of Health at the Natural Resource Defense Council. He says small rural towns across the country often struggle to keep water safe.
They often have a disproportionate number of violations and compliance problems because they don't have the economies of scale, and therefore they often cannot afford the treatment that would be needed to remove contaminants.
The problem is so widespread that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has handed out nearly $900 million this year in loans and grants to rural towns in 43 states. It's supposed to update their water systems, but Olson says the money is a drop in the bucket compared to what's needed to solve the widespread problem in rural areas.
The total needs for upgrading and fixing drinking water systems in the U.S. are about $1 trillion.
Even when towns get the loans they need, they have to worry about paying it off. Bob Copeland is the city manager of Hollis, Oklahoma. His town of a little over 1,000 people received a mix of grants and loans from the USDA and Indian Health Service to help fix the nitrate violations in the water. And while the water is much better now, he worries about the town's ability to pay off the loans in the future.
Like a lot of small towns, we have a declining population and we've had to raise our water rates to actually make our loan payments.
Small towns often have to decide if fixing the crumbling infrastructure is worth the price. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.